I'm Sean Owen and I'm here at the International Conference for Virtual Patients in Krakow in Poland. I'm here with Beata Bazurek from the University of Sydney in Australia. Beata's from the Faculty of Pharmacy and she's been working on introducing virtual placements into the pharmacy curriculum. First of all, can you outline the challenges in experiential training for Australian pharmacy students, because this is what you focused on in your presentation?
Absolutely. It's a really big area for us. One of the main challenges in experiential learning in pharmacy is that we have a critical shortage of pharmacists in Australia. There's a shortage worldwide, but it's particularly pronounced in Australia. And that problem is compounded by the fact that we're trying to make that shortfall up by introducing new courses to train pharmacists. And so we're in a catch-22 where we have a massive supply of pharmacy students who need experiential training, but we don't have enough pharmacists to provide the setting to deliver that training. So what we've been looking at is actually trying to find an alternative way of getting the students to get that experience without overburdening the practice site. And for this reason, we went about developing a virtual placement.
And it was interesting because in your presentation, you mentioned that this project was a collaborative effort between professionals from different disciplines, and it utilised a lot of free software such as Second Life. Can you explain about that and how that came about?
Sure. Obviously, the funding for doing these types of activities is limited, particularly when you don't have a professional base to support it. No pharmacists, there's no money to bring into these projects. So in developing this virtual placement, we had to actually tap into existing resources. The first resource was the fact that the University of Sydney developed this e-learning initiative, which actually brought in expertise from different disciplines, including learning technologists and access to experts in other health disciplines. Areas. One of the advantages of that is obviously understanding the technology that we could use, but also bringing in elements of interprofessional learning. The second, in terms of being creative with resources, was actually identifying existing platforms that were available publicly, such as Second Life, and other resources, for example, just basic things like web links and web clips and imagery that was available from other sources. And it's actually quite a revelation to us that there is so much available for everyone to tap into that can be brought into these sorts of virtual experiences.
And do you find that these virtual placements have been effective?
Absolutely. And I know I may sound biased, but in fact, in our feedback from students in terms of the evaluation from our pilot project, the vast majority, over 75% of students, were extremely satisfied with this mode of delivery, having a virtual placement in place of a real placement. Things that they particularly value is the fact that it orientates them to the practice setting before going live so that they're not lost whilst in the live area. The technology is easy to use, it's flexible in its delivery, and it brings in that array of resources that they would never know has ever existed.
Can I just make clear, the virtual placement doesn't replace the work experience in real settings?
That's exactly right. Although it would be nice to be able to replace the real practice experience with something virtual, it would be much easier to do that logistically. We found from our feedback that we can't portray that authenticity of a live practice setting with that pressure, the time pressures, the stress, even some of the sounds and imagery that you would get, that can't be replicated in a virtual placement. And that's what the students are saying to us. They see a role for a virtual placement, but it doesn't fully replace the real thing.
So what now for the future, now that you've established that this is a really effective tool for this particular area?
Excellent question. Well, the first thing that we've done is we've rolled out this virtual placement into our wider curricula, both in our Master of Pharmacy program and our Bachelor of Pharmacy program, and the feedback has been fantastic so far. What we're also doing with our current placement is working up the Second Life version of it using Pharmatopia. And Pharmatopia is an island based for pharmacy learning where we will be able to deliver a range of pharmacy experience in a virtual way. It's a collaboration between 10 universities internationally. It was implemented originally by the University of Monash in Victoria, Australia, who developed a virtual tableting laboratory. So they were looking at the pharmaceutical sciences within pharmacy. The University of Sydney has been charged with looking at the clinical practice side of things, developing, for example, a virtual hospital ward to depict hospital pharmacy practice, and then community pharmacy practice will follow from that. So that's a really exciting initiative for us.
So there's quite a lot going on in this area then.
It's huge, and I have to say, for pharmacy, that's a very huge step forward, because we're very new to this whole virtual experience to begin with, and launching ourselves straight into this platform of Second Life is a massive task, but it's been embraced very, very well by everyone who's been involved. So we have high hopes for it.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.